This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Players continue to fire off on the Houston Astros. Players got a lot of things to say. What do you got to say? 713-572-4610. Aaron Judge, he feels cheated. He feels like he was cheated out of the MVP by Jose Altuve. He feels like he was cheated out of a chance to play in the World Series in 2017. And in order to show his frustration, Aaron Judge did what many kids do these days. He deleted a post congratulating Jose Altuve from a few years ago. Here is Aaron Judge explaining himself and showing how big bad Aaron Judge made a statement to little Jose Altuve.
Reports that when the Manfred's report came out, you deleted a tweet that congratulating Altuve back in 17, is that accurate? Did you delete that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I took it down like right when I think the story broke out, you know, and once I heard that, you know, it's just sick to my stomach, you know, just to find out, you know, I had a lot of respect, you know, for those guys and, you know, what they did and, you know, especially, you know, what they did for the city of Houston and that whole organization, man, a team that was in last place and drafted right, got the right players in there and, you know, eventually, you know, got to the World Series, you know, I had a lot of respect for them, you know, the way they played, what they did, and then to find out that, you know, it wasn't earned, they cheated, you know, that didn't sit well with me, and I just didn't feel like the post that I did really, you know, meant the same anymore.
He gave a lot of props, though, to the city. He did.
He did.
And he seems like he knows, he has good grasp of what the Astros were and the talent that they had. However, you took down a tweet, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
You can talk about taking down the tweet all you want. You know, we talked about the petty stuff people do. But I think it means something because he clearly had a good relationship with Jose Altuve. And not just because they took that famous picture together standing on second base, you know, where one's towering over the other. I mean, they've had a mutual respect for each other for a long time. So it does mean something that it struck that deep with Aaron Judge, right? I mean, because this is a guy that I'm sure
he's always been A class. Like he's been one of the guys that has always been one of the class acts of baseball, like for a long time. Like
he's with Altuve.
It's strange because we were talking to Randy Galloway who covered baseball for 50 years and was on the radio for 30 years, and I brought up that Art Briles had truthers outside of Waco, Joe Paterno had truthers outside of Penn State, Aaron Hernandez had support. It is strange that the Astros have zero support from anybody outside of Houston. And not only that, guys like Mike Trout, who barely talk.
Yeah.
You couldn't even, if you played four voices, you wouldn't even know which one was Mike Trout. Guys like Aaron Judge, who are some of the guys that talk less than anyone and are extremely classy, are coming out and firing them up. I've never seen this little support outside of a team city than I do with the Houston Astros, and I don't know what to make of it. I don't know if it's going to get out of control. I'm almost starting to fear for the players when they go to other cities, because this is as bad as it gets. This is literally just them against everybody else. Mm-hmm. This is going to get wild. This is going to get out of hand.
No, and I think what you say you're not sure what to make of it. I think what it means is that even the players of the highest, you know, integrity in baseball are not mincing words. I mean, you know, Aaron Judge is one of those guys, and we've heard player after player, guys in sports feel compelled to, you know, Houston is going to, you know, kind of bow up its back a little bit, no matter who says anything bad about their Astros, right? But that's LeBron James. That's Aaron Judge. I mean, those are top 10 players, most recognizable players in sports in this country, you know? And not only that, but recognizable and athletes that are like respected, you know, across the games.
OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. The other
it's not like some jerk is doing this.
No, I mean everybody. You know, like those
some
everybody.
Ha-ha point and laugh.
Everybody has
it's not like Danny Ainge.
Like Cody Bellinger's Cody Bellinger's an
Draymond Green is not. If Draymond Green rips the Astros, everybody's going to say, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's,
whatever.
It's Draymond.
But these guys have like high moral fiber.
That's what's crazy. Yeah. And I wonder here, and I know it's one thing for Carlos Correa, and it's one thing for Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, and Dusty Baker to tell the media here, the guys that cover the team, hey, we're not talking about this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the Mark Bermans and Foxes, the Randy McIlvoys, all those guys, the TV people have, they've already gotten what they need from this.
Yeah.
And they'll probably somewhat try to move on, but they'll react to
unless
the news that
huge,
emerges.
Yeah, unless something
they'll
huge.
Do that. So you can do that. But when you go from Houston to Oakland and you're there for 3 days, or you go from Oakland to New York and mm-hmm. you're there for 3 days, or then you go down to Tampa Bay or something like that, you're there for 3 days, you can't tell the fresh media not to ask these questions, which means it's going to get exhausting for the Houston Astros. They don't like doing this crap. They're already annoyed as it is, and they're out there at spring training, and they've been there for less than a week. My question is this, from a player's perspective, and let's just keep in mind the Astros have three free agent outfielders. Every single one of their starting outfielders, Josh Reddick to George Springer to Michael Effron Brantley, are free agents. At what point does this come into play and you say, man, you know what? If the money's equal, I'm going to go play elsewhere. I mm-hmm. love Houston, but I don't like having to deal with this. I don't like having to answer this all the time. I miss my routine baseball life that I've had for a decade. I don't want to be here. And to take it a step further, you've seen the Astros. I'm sure it's been an appealing place to play the last few years, where if there is that veteran free agent, that guy who wants to go somewhere, chances are the tie's going to go to the Astros when the money's equal. Why the hell would I, if I'm a ball player on another team that's going to be able to see all these headlines, read all these headlines, and see how fans are reacting, my fans, when the Astros come to town, seeing LeBron James criticize you, mm-hmm. why would I want to go to the Astros? Is it because maybe it's a fresh start and you weren't a part of things? Or is this going to come into play and are there going to be some other quote-unquote long-term punishments outside of the tarnished reputation around the world that come into play with
money
this?
Is going to obviously make a difference. I think it means a couple of things that you haven't. Everything you alluded to, I agree with, but I think there's a couple of things you alluded to that were not mentioned. I think the Astros are going to have to overpay for athletes,
which is crazy because normally it's the opposite for a team that's been the best in baseball for 3 years.
I think number one, they're going to have to overpay for players.
That's something that like Tampa Bay has to do.
Yeah,
that's not the Astros. Like the A's have to overpay. Mm-hmm. The
Astros are
going
to have to overpay.
Well, that sucks. That sucks.
And the reason they're going to have to overpay is because the second thing I want to bring up that you didn't mention. You say, you know, what's their, you know, will it affect, you know, free agency going in both directions, both Astros players going elsewhere and other players coming here? Well, here's the thing. What are those players, all those players, what are they going to be advised by their agents? You know, what are agents going to sit down with these guys and say, like, well, you got, you know, you played for the Astros, let's say Springer, okay? You played for the Astros. Here's the money. They're pretty much in the same ballpark. Here are the incentives, pretty much in the same ballpark. I advise you to. What is he going to say? Is he going to say stay with the Astros after, you know, your career has already been tarnished? I'm not saying I agree with all this. I'm saying this is what's going to happen, and this is what is happening in the baseball world right now. Careers are being tarnished. I mean, you don't have to like it, but it's the case. Okay, is he going to advise him stay with the Astros where your career has already been tarnished, or go to Team X, you know, Anaheim, whatever? And get a fresh start and maybe rebuild that reputation. What are they going to say? They're going to say move. They're going to be advised to move.
I think the other thing is, what about like a guy like a Alex Bregman? And mm-hmm. this is a guy who's in his early 20s. He was one of those guys who was regarded. He might still be. We haven't seen him on the field, and we haven't seen, you know, how he is perceived. But he's one of those guys who's perceived as like the new age of baseball.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that, and he's openly talked about how he wants to do some stuff for the game. He wants to bring that swagger to the game. And he's probably one of the guys who was most marketable before this whole thing happened. How much money does a guy like Alex Bregman lose? Like
it could be in the millions.
If you're a CEO of Nike and you see that 99.9% of the cities in the world hate the Houston Astros, they think they're a joke, they think they're cheaters. And Alex Bregman, who, by the way, was on all three of these teams that, mm-hmm. that they hate, 17, 18, 19, different reasons, not sitting here saying that they're all the same thing. but everybody hates that. Why the hell, if I'm the CEO of Nike, I'm the CEO of Reebok, New Balance, whatever baseball brand there is, why the hell do I want to pay Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa, et cetera? I think the one guy that's gone for sure, and I think it was a foregone conclusion, Correa's out of here. Correa's out of here in 2 years, right?
Probably. I'm not going to say definitely, but probably.
Unless he just rides and dies so much to where this is just the perfect place for him, and he's one of the guys that, you know, tries to fix the reputation. But I just don't see how any of these guys can really get any fresh endorsements, and I don't see from the from the guy's side that's writing the checks to have these guys endorse my product, why the heck would I pay Alex Bregman to do that?
No, you're right. And I think from the player's perspective, I mean, they understand, you know, the wear and tear this season is probably going to put on them emotionally, mentally, and to a degree physically. You know, you have to do this time, and it's a grind anyway. And now you got to put up with that everywhere you go. They might just, you know, even if they weren't advised by their agents, even if it wasn't something that was, you know, that they were inclined to do, they might just do it because they've had enough.
It also,
you know what I mean? It's going to wear on them.
It sucks. It sucks for the Astros and it sucks for the players, but it's kind of cool for baseball because I think, you know, outside of just having something that, you know, fans can have an opinion about, because if you asked a fan, what do you think about the Cleveland Indians this year? Mm-hmm. Nobody cares.
Right.
What do you think about, but really 70% of the teams, if you asked a fan about it, they wouldn't even have an opinion on it. Now all of a sudden you have that one team that the fringe fan, people who don't even watch baseball, people who don't even like baseball, all of a sudden, I can promise you, John, if we went back, let's say the last 3 years even, and just the average sports fan who was out on baseball, the new school person who was out on baseball that baseball struggled to keep, if they're scrolling through their guide on TV, on Xfinity,
you're gonna stop.
And they see the Astros were there, they wouldn't have 3 years ago.
No.
Now you're stopping.
No, the Astros.
You're stopping.
This is a case
of. Get some popcorn figgy.
This is a case of good PR in a weird, weird, kind of painful way for baseball and the Astros. The Astros, I'll bet you they're going to have a ton of national games. Has that schedule been released yet?
I mean, if they don't, then you're not doing your job.
Yeah.
I mean, there you go. There's a popcorn.
I mean, they're must-see TV, man. Get your popcorn ready.
It's getting ready.
It's got to be buttered.
I think he's getting it ready for us.
It has to be
not
buttered.
Not too much, though, right?
You do it in waves. You put a little popcorn in, butter, a little more popcorn, butter, a little more popcorn, butter.
You know what, man? You know the one thing I don't like that movie theaters do now? They let you do your own butter. Look. I want you to do the butter for me, man. I ain't trying to butter my own popcorn, okay?
What in the world? That's the hill you're going to die on?
Bro, it's like hamburger
places.
It's
so inconvenient, too.
Bro, it's like hamburger places. Yeah, you already got your
drinks. You got your drinks.
Mm-hmm. You got your stuff. You're sitting there. The person behind you's right there. You're not a professional, so you don't know what the butter is. You don't have your hands.
So you're trying to hold your popcorn with an arm and trying to.
And then next thing you know, it's dripping down the bag and your shirt's ruined.
You can't get it at the bottom.
I'm telling you, man. Do the butter. And like the hamburger places, I love Fuddruckers. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Mm-hmm. They got the best chicken. They got the best burgers. They got all. It's good. But I almost wish they did the burger for me. I don't want to do it myself.
No, that's my favorite part. You want a Fuddruckers hack?
Different strokes for different
folks. They just
give
you the bun and the beef.
No, that's my favorite part.
Because
if they do it for you, they might put shredded lettuce, but you want the leaf lettuce on the bar.
Normally at a restaurant, you say, I want the leaf lettuce.
Yeah, you got to ask for it.
No, but they might not have shredded lettuce. See, on the bar, they do. Maybe you want the diced tomatoes, not the whole tomato.
Well, that's usually when they have the toppings up there and you say, I want diced tomatoes.
But they might not have both. On the bar, they have them both.
There's a lot of people that feel the way you do. I just would rather, with the butter and the popcorn and with the hamburgers, I want them to do it for me. That's just me. Yeah. I feel you, and there's a lot of people that feel that way.
You get a regular half-pound or third-pound, Fuddruckers burger, but don't get cheese on it. You can go to the little dispenser and put cheese on it that way.
You're using the nacho cheese on the
burger? Yeah, baby.
That's bold.
That's bold. It's good, though.
So you just like that cheese better, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not trying to save the 80 cents, right?
No. Okay. Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've been known to save a couple of nickels here and there.
Yeah, well, you steal coffee every morning, but
it's not stealing.
That is what it is.
It's not stealing.
OG John Lopez.
By the way, Figgy had the best tweet
Landry
ever
Locker
about
Figgy
that.
Fig.
When I went to go speak to the journalism department.
Yeah. Yeah, when you were talking to the kids.
This is how you get your coffee for cheap.
Lopez loved the kids. If the Astros hadn't traded Mike Fiers, would they still be in this situation? The worst trade in the history of Houston sports, in my opinion. And also, does Mike Fiers really deserve to be treated like a hero, or should he be as hated as he is around town? That's next. Worst trade in the history of Houston sports. I know there's been a lot. They've traded some damn good players around here. They've traded Joe Morgan, traded Moses Malone, a lot of people. A lot of Hall of Famers have been traded. But the worst trade in the history of Houston sports took place in 2018. The return was two players to be named later in cash considerations. The man that was traded was the man who took down the Houston Astros, Mike Fiers. Here is a trip back in time to when Mike Fiers was traded to the Athletics. Just listen to the heartbreak of the former Astro.
Yeah, it's always tough. You know, you build so many relationships and, you know, friendships, everyone with the players here, the coaching staff, the training staff, just everybody. And, you know, just that bond you build throughout a season. You're with, you know, these guys every day starting in mid-February. So, you know, you just play so hard for them and you want the best for them. And every day we're trying to beat these other teams. And now, you know, joining a team we just came off a series with, trying to beat, and you got to build new relationships and say goodbye to old ones.
How strong are some of the relationships you've been able to forge with your teammates here?
Yeah, I mean, it's everyone here. Everyone's got their certain thing. You know, we do everything together. You know, we talk every day. We chat every day. We play baseball, the game we love, every day with each other and share moments, you know, family members, just everything. You know, everyone's connected in some way, and it's tough. You know, I've been through this before, and but you know, I see myself as a very friendly, welcoming guy, so I feel like it's not hard to make new friends and you know, play with new guys. But like I said, I gotta turn the page to a different team, but at the same time, I'll never forget these guys.
Okay, so let me just ask you this first.
Okay.
We won't get into best trades because obviously it's somewhat tongue in cheek. But I will say, and I think you'll agree with me on this, I don't want to put too much pressure on
you. Well, definitely had an effect.
If he's on the Astros, he doesn't tell, right?
Right. I don't think so.
Like, there's zero chance, right?
Well, I wouldn't say zero, but I would say.
So you're telling me he's going to be in the clubhouse and all of a sudden go tell? Come on, you have common sense.
Well, no, I mean, you know, we talked about how one of the common, you know, arguments here is, you know, the Astros players are saying, I wish we could have done more. Well, eventually maybe someone would have done more, is my point, because Tony Kemp didn't participate, Reddick didn't participate, and so they could have done more by not participating, and maybe at some point Fiers, who clearly had a you know, a conscious decision that it was eating at his conscience, you know, to make that decision, maybe he would have done it even as a player. Who knows? Small chance.
He would not have done it. Yeah. I think we can both agree. He would not have done that. That is not happening. There's a 0% chance.
I wouldn't say zero.
That he snitches like that. There's a 0% chance. Come on, John.
I wouldn't say zero.
I would say zero. Mm-hmm. But my question is this: does this guy really need to be treated like a hero for doing this? Look. Yes, outside of baseball, he is. Rob Manfred's treating him like
Manfred
one.
Manfred is saying he's upset that people.
A lot of people are praising this guy. Yeah. I'm just saying, John, does this guy really deserve a parade for snitching like this?
No, he doesn't deserve a parade. But you know what I'm about to say, because it happens. I've said it a few times already. There's never been a scandal broken and revealed where someone did not step forward. There's just, I mean, name a scandal that was under wraps. They all have been uncovered by somebody stepping forward. So there's something to be said for what he did. You don't have to like it, and you certainly don't build a statue, but, I mean, that's how these things are revealed. It's just the way it is.
Yeah, but it's not someone that's actually on the team usually. It's usually like a disgruntled player or someone who's already left. Mm-hmm. That's my whole thing here with this Mike Fiers thing. But still, man, if he doesn't get traded – we're not worrying about this. Let's go to the phone, 713-572-4610. Let's get wise. Let's go to Loophole. Money Mike.
Cha-ching, what'd he do, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, man, I got something. Figgy, hit me with somebody's never talking about here. There you go. Hey, something that worries me a little bit is I know our fans travel and, you know, all around the cities we have pretty good fans out there. You always see the jerseys in the stands the last few years. I'm kind of worried about their safety and if there's going to be some brawls in the stands. But what I'm really worried about are the players' families going to the games, how they used to go on these trips out of state and stuff like that to these games. I wonder how much they're going to get heckled. I wonder how much the guys are going to say, hey, maybe for the first part of the season, I don't want y'all traveling to these away stadiums. What do y'all think about
that? I think that will happen. I think they're going to be very cautious with the traveling party, if you will, because
dang it, call back. I'd cut him off for the wisdom. Call me back.
Oh, you didn't
Money
get the
Mike.
Wisdom.
Yeah, call me back, Money Mike.
Don't you think the Astros are going to be pretty cautious, or at least early in the season, first half of the season?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I can't believe I cut off the wisdom, bro.
Well, that's on you, man.
That is, well, no duh. I mean, like, is there anything worse than when someone obviously screws up and then they
that's
say,
my bad.
That's my bad. Yeah. Like when you're playing pickup basketball, a guy throws the ball 30 feet over your head. My bad. No kidding, Johnny.
No, I should have jumped and gotten it.
Hey, Mike, my bad, dude. My bad. Go ahead. Hit us with some wisdom.
Landry, I can't believe you, man. I can't believe you, dog. Wait the next time I see you. Hey, I'm gonna get to it real quick before you cut me off again. Like hey, no need for revenge, fellas. Just sit back and wait. Those who hurt you will eventually screw up themselves. And if you're lucky, God will let you watch. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And if you're lucky, God will let you watch.
Man, that's pretty harsh.
Getting deep, isn't he?
That's pretty harsh.
It's pretty deep. Lord, my
revel in their pain.
Now he's throwing threats at me, too. Exactly. Gosh, I didn't know. I mean, I apologize. I was a little quick to the trigger.
Money Mike's going to kick Landry's ass.
We got some people pretty fired up about mine and Figgy's take that.
On the popcorn.
The popcorn's ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought
dude.
I was
you
surprised.
You don't want to butter your own popcorn.
Yes, you do.
Do it for me.
You know.
They teach you how to do it. You're trained to do it. I'm not trained to do it. I got full hands. I got to get to the show. I don't want to have to do this. Butter the popcorn for me.
But when you butter it yourself, you can regulate exactly what level of popcorn gets how much popcorn.
Not my job. Quote Bill O'Brien, not my job. Yeah. That's your job. Look at that. Listen to that popcorn, though.
God, I love you. I'm going to wail on some popcorn here.
You've seen me. I get made fun of. I get made fun of because.
Remember when we had that giant bag of popcorn in?
Bro, Figgy and them have made fun of me. We're across the street from a movie theater. I go in the movie theater and order popcorn and bring it over here to eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then one time there was like an opening of Frozen 3 or something when I did it, and everybody looked at me because she rips your ticket. I go, hey, I'm just getting popcorn. She looked at me like I was a pedophile or something like that. But I'm just getting some popcorn, ma'am, amongst all the four-year-olds. I was just getting popcorn.
There's nothing better than movie popcorn.
No, it's the best. Jared, you're on In the Loop. I think you got something for us on this popcorn.
Yes, sir. So what you do is you get your extra straw, you stick it down in the popcorn, and then you hit the butter, and it puts the butter all in the bottom of the popcorn. That way you can regulate how much butter you get.
Exactly.
And move the straw around, and you put however much butter you want. But make sure you get a couple extra napkins underneath the popcorn bag, or you're gonna get butter all on your pants or all on your whenever you sit down in the movie theater.
Jared, you sound like
he's exactly
you
right.
You sound like freaking MacGyver here. What are we doing? Building
hey,
the house? I'm trying to get. I just want him to put the stuff on for me.
Hey, I want them to put it on too, because when you ask them, hey, only put half the popcorn and put the butter on, they don't want to do it.
Right.
And then
right.
they also don't want to give you like an extra bag. Like say if it's multiple people and you only want to buy a large popcorn. They want to shice you on the.
Yeah, they try to tell you. They try to tell you the bags cost $8, don't they?
Right.
Yeah, exactly, man. That's ridiculous. And I also want to put in. I'm a lifetime 6'10" listener, and Figgy Fig is the best at what he do because
he's
playing all the Ace Town music, all the Fat Pad, all the Slim Thug in the background. Man, he is the best at what he do. And I'll holler at y'all later, man.
There we go.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. There's a Figgy burner phone call right there. Sports radio.
Figgy, who were you talking to a second ago?
Yeah. Who'd you text? Who'd you just text and tell the
No, call? You can regulate it better. That way all the popcorn, because somebody said, well, if you do it yourself, it just gets all on the top. No, not if you do it right.
I want you to be honest with me, because for someone as rich as you, you got some cheap ass tendencies.
I'm not rich, and I'm not
cheap.
Cheap
ass tendencies, getting free cheese.
That's why you're rich.
The free cheese, yeah, I know. I want to.
Rich people
it.
Be cheap at times.
But
I'm not cheap.
Have you ever? Let's play a game of have you ever? Are you going to be honest or not?
I never have. I ever. Remember that game?
Yes. All right.
Okay. Have you ever? I'll play that.
All right. Have you ever? Figgy, you be honest.
100%. This is the
you have to be 100%
honor
honest.
System.
You have to be 100% honest.
I will.
With this movie popcorn thing.
Okay.
All right. So you know how you get a free refill on the popcorn?
Yeah.
Have you ever, maybe in your younger days,
mm-hmm.
maybe when you were grinding, college, whatever, have you ever grabbed the popcorn bag at the top of the trash can and taking it up there for the refill?
God, no. Have you done that?
I never did that. Yeah, nah.
You asked just that, a random question, guys.
No, you asked that question because you already had an answer.
It was just a random question, guys. You know?
Have you ever snuck into a second movie once you're into one?
Oh, yes.
Figgy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's done
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
When you can watch multiples, it's fun.
Oh, it especially like in the summertime? We used to do it in the summertime all the time. Have we just leave the house.
Have you ever ordered a water and gotten a soda? Well, you do that every morning.
No, I do not. I have a gentleman's agreement to get an iced coffee in a regular cup, and it's 20 cents less than a coffee.
All right, we're going to play Have You Ever here on In the Loop. You can ask us anything that we've ever done. 713-572-4610. Have you ever? 713-572-4610. We're also going to get more into what Rob Manfred had to say. Dude did a little bit of backpedaling. Also, made some things clear about the Houston Astros. And Dusty Baker, he got jokes. We'll hear him next. Rob Manfred apologized. Was his apology better than Jim Crane's? We'll get into that in just a sec. 713-572-4610. Loophole Joe is getting on me about this popcorn thing. He's calling me lazy. I prefer for the people at the movies to put the butter on the popcorn. I can understand the Fuddruckers burger thing. Because there's so many options. But mm-hmm. I just want the popcorn. I either want extra butter, I want normal butter. And oh, by the way, let's not bury the lead. That popcorn cost as much as my whole damn meal out there at Fuddruckers. So I should not have to do the extra work. Your workers should be trained to do the butter because I always screw it up.
But shouldn't that, because it's so expensive, shouldn't it make you even want to do it yourself more because you want it just right?
I don't know. Does the person who drives the Lamborghini change their own tire?
No, but they want it just right.
They
want that Lamborghini just right.
Does the dude in the Wraith, as the kids are saying, or whatever it's called, is he changing his own tire, John?
No.
The answer's hell no.
But he wants it done the right
way.
That's
the answer.
Perfectly.
You got a crazy story. We'll play some Have You Ever. You got a crazy, an interesting story about Zach Greinke. Zach Greinke, who's not going to be
funny.
At spring training until Saturday, shows up whenever he wants to. Apparently, Zach Greinke, when he was with the Kansas City Royals.
It's the epitome of Zach Greinke.
It's a John Lopez story, let's be honest.
It's the epitome of Zach Greinke.
Zach Greinke, when he was with the Kansas City Royals, would do what?
You want me to read the whole thing?
Yeah, this according to
this is a former teammate.
Athletic.
He was talking to a former teammate, Mark Tian, and this is a quote. I lived in Kansas City one offseason. My girlfriend and I had a dog. This is the third baseman, and his girlfriend had a dog. Zach was living in Kansas City part of the offseason. He would text me and say, hey, can I take Espy for a run? That was the dog's name. Yeah, Espy's the dog's name.
Espy.
Hey, can I take Espy for a run? And I'd be like, sure. He'd stop by our apartment, grab our dog, not really say much, go take her for a run for about an hour and come back. We would ask, how was it? And he would say, good. And then he'd give him the dog back and leave. That's the most
Greinke. Would be more entertaining if it weren't Zach Greinke, but that's almost like someone telling me that you caught a fish. Like, okay.
But that's Zach. That's the epitome. It's like he calls up a dude. It doesn't even sound like he lived in the same complex because he said he came over.
He's weird.
I guess he could have. Got the dude's dog, went for a run with the dog, brought it back, said good, and left.
The end. That's a number two starter for you, Houston
Astros.
That
is so funny.
He plays. He shows up whenever he wants to show up. Zach Greinke. 713-572-4610. We asked for this, so let's go ahead. You're on In the Loop. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, hey, John. All right. I know you're an avid fisherman,
mm-hmm.
as just mentioned. Have you ever kept a fish that was under the legal limit or kept more than you were supposed to keep?
Never. Ooh, not never, ever, 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 ever. I'm a if you listen to the Bite Me podcast, never. Which, by the way, Figgy, I saw you posted it.
Never.
Today's podcast.
You never did that.
If I did, it was by accident, but I, no, never, ever, ever, ever.
Okay, Luna.
I'm a real stickler on that.
Okay, Jeff Luna.
Yeah. Hey, man, you can ask anybody I've ever fished with.
Never, ever.
Ever. I'm very particular about that. I don't even keep fish, really. Every once in a while, I'll keep a fish just for that night's dinner. I'm a catch and release guy.
Have you ever minimized the World Series championship?
Have I ever minimized the World Series championship? No.
Rob Manfred did earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
Called the trophy a piece of metal.
Yeah.
Well, he ran it back, had a press conference a few days later, and he apologized for saying what he said. Here is Rob Manfred apologizing for minimizing the World Series trophy.
To say I made one mistake, at least during that long day, in an effort to make a rhetorical point. I referred to the World Series trophy in a disrespectful way. And I want to apologize for that. There's no excuse for it. I made a mistake. I was trying to make a point, but I should have made it in a more effective way. And again, I want to apologize for it. I will say this, you know, I've awarded 5 World Series trophies. There is no greater pleasure in this job than awarding that trophy. I understand what it means. Again, it was a mistake to say what I said.
Do you think Jim Crane should have apologized like that?
No. No, I mean, I'm not sure that that was really even apology. He said it was rhetorical.
What does that mean? I know what rhetorical means, but in that context, what does he mean?
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it.
Sarcastic?
Yeah.
Was that what he's saying?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, maybe he meant sarcastic. Yeah, I don't get that. Well, he didn't do a good job this week.
You didn't think so. Apparently, baseball writers were pretty pleased with it. Maybe they just are trying to hike their leg on Jim Crane and the Astros' apologies, but apparently by baseball standards, that was an elite apology by Rob Manfred.
Rob, Bruce Levine on WSCR Radio in Chicago. First of all, as a baseball fan, I want to thank you for your apology.
What are you doing?
I'm sure it wasn't easy to do, so thank
what
you
are
for
you
that.
Doing?
You know, they're never easy, and I hope I did okay on the apology front. I mean it. I feel badly about it, and, I wanted to be really clear on that topic.
Oh. Thank you very much for the apology.
Dude, was that a plant? Was that an MLB plant?
Thank you so much for the apology, man.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
Someone who probably got tipped off from Major League Baseball PR. Hey, why don't you ask him this and tell him thank you?
I have an Uncle Pat.
We'll get you a story.
I have an Uncle Pat who was so nice. He called my mom to thank her for a thank you note.
Oh, that's nice. There's nothing wrong with that.
When's it going to stop?
Now she has to thank him for that?
She has to thank him for thanking her for the thank you note.
No, that's just a you're welcome.
And then he has to thank her for thanking her for thanking him.
She sent the thank you note. He called back. No, that's just a you're welcome. Yeah. Right? Because she did her part already.
I want to ask you this, and I don't want to look like an a-hole mm-hmm. in asking this question.
Mm-hmm. Try your hardest.
It's like my mom used to tell me when I would say I'm not trying to be a jerk. And she'd go, it's natural for you.
Yeah, piece of cake. That's what Randy Galloway said, too.
How do you feel about the Christmas card these days?
This is
something I felt like you would have a take on because a lot of people are very Christmas card.
I do. I've stopped sending them.
Really?
We've stopped sending them.
Really?
Yeah. I don't feel great about it. But I feel like they get kind of lost in the muck. And plus, you know, with the messages and the notes that you're sending now to friends, and we always have like two huge Christmas parties. We have our tamale party, and then we have our regular Christmas dinner, as you know, with all the countries. So we have like everybody that's real close around here usually comes, even from out of town.
What about the shout out to someone who doesn't have that medium?
Like how? Explain.
Like, for example, Susan, and I'm completely making this up, Susan's dad's birthday is today.
Mm-hmm.
But Susan's dad doesn't have Facebook or Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to your dad.
So Susan posts a picture of her and her dad
and
puts it on Facebook or Twitter and says, happy birthday, dad. You're the best dad ever, blah, blah, blah. But dad doesn't have that social media medium.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
I think that's fine because, like, Susan in this case is just pretty much, you know, excited and proud of her dad or whatever. Yeah, I have no problem with that.
A lot of people love Zach Greinke. He's the official pitcher of In the Loop.
He
we
is
love
the most awkward
he's so
dude.
Weird. They ask him about the home run derby when he's an all-star, and he says, I think it's going to be boring, and I'm going to leave early. Someone wants to know, one of the loopholes, playing a little have you ever picked up souvenir cups from the aisle at a sporting event and taken them to the crib? Yes.
Oh, when I was a kid?
Yes.
I did that all yes. when I was a kid. In college, I used to
Bro,
do that. That was
I
our,
like.
That was our entire dude, pantry.
The reason is, number one, I think it's cool. I think souvenir cups are cool. Or whenever you get beers and you just pile up your souvenir cups and you have like eight yeah. by the time you leave the stadium.
Yeah.
I love that. But also, those are usually the perfect size to drink out of, man.
Yeah, they're nice and hearty.
They're the perfect size, mm-hmm. like for a nice big glass of water. You ever done that, Fig?
I never did that.
I mean, never we used to do that all the time. All the time.
Never did that.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Figgy lived rough. He said, I mean, like, that's sad. Like, of all the stuff Figgy's told me, he's talked about his friends dying. He's talked about, like, his friends trying to pressure him to rob banks. He's talked about having to eat sugar water and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
He's talked about having to walk in the cold.
That's called the grind.
To work. He's yeah. talked about having to work at KFC and KFC getting robbed and all that. It didn't really hit me how rough you had it till you told me you've never picked up plastic souvenir cups at a sporting event. That's what it took.
That's what it took?
Yeah, I never really went to a sporting event unless somebody had a free ticket and now I went.
Damn, dude.
How old were you?
I'm emotional about this.
This is what's funny. My kids always laugh at it because I've traveled all over the world, you know, because of my work over the years. I never left the state of Texas other than to go to Mexico, you know, to visit family back in the day. I never left the state of Texas until I was a sophomore in college. Mm. Ever.
Hey, I just thought of something.
Mm-hmm.
You never left the state of Texas?
Until I was a sophomore in college. And then I went everywhere. I got lucky.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
We hear about it every
Real
day,
lucky.
Buddy.
Real
we,
lucky.
We hear about it every day, buddy.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. You know what they should have a promotion like at Astros games?
Don't say trash can night.
Come on, dude.
Mm-hmm.
The hell is wrong with you? Is this New York radio? Lord. Thought we stopped having bad comedians on the air here at Sports Radio 610.
Ooh. That's a shot. That's a shot.
Not all are bad, but let's be honest. When we
the
used
ones
to,
on here were.
I mean, let's be honest. Like, sometimes when you were forced to have a comedian on every Friday, a lot of times they wouldn't be funny.
Mm-hmm.
It would suck. Why did I even say that?
Why did you say that?
But they should have like a non-millennial night where you're not allowed, just like at golf events, you're not allowed to bring your smartphone in.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, like you can't bring it. You can't bring a smartphone in.
Mm-hmm. It'll never. You'll have 10 people.
I would be tripping. I would be looking like a crackhead, just grabbing my
Keep
body in
your
all
pockets.
That.
I can't get out of the house or out of my truck without like I feel naked if I don't feel it in my back pocket.
You know something that's gotten worse? You put your phone in your back pocket?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I'm just asking. Usually I go side pocket. You mm-hmm. know pockets and dresses are a big thing now with the Oscars and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You know something that's gotten worse with technology?
What's
and
that?
You don't really appreciate like how it's gotten worse? Now, I guess technically it hasn't gotten worse. It's
conversations.
Gotten more convenient. No. Well, obviously. But the other day, I was running errands with my girl. And we went to CVS
mm-hmm.
because she's going to a wedding shower this weekend. Or
okay.
a bridal shower.
Yeah.
And she wanted to print out.
As some, opposed to a wedding shower?
Whatever. Shut up, John. Well, there is. I feel like there's like 100 types
it's
of showers.
It's not a wedding shower. It's a bridal shower.
Well, wedding shower, it could include the groom, too.
Okay.
Point is, she was printing out pictures for this party.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to like. Load them into the smartphone, and then they print the photos, and you pick them up.
Okay.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, it's cool on one end, but it got me thinking about the days when you used to have the wind-up camera, and you would take pictures.
Oh, yeah.
And
throwaways.
After you, yeah.
I used the heck out of
but
those.
But after, the thing is, there was nothing more exciting than
picking up them pictures.
You never saw the pictures, so you didn't get to take the picture and then immediately look at it and say, take
oh,
it again.
Absolutely.
So you didn't see the eye close. And you don't even remember all the time what the pictures are. She knew every photo she was getting, but there was nothing better than walking into Walgreens, CVS, grocery store, anything, walking in, getting that yellow thing, yeah, and then just that flipping envelope through the picks.
When I was
not even remembering.
When I was in college,
that was so fun, and we'll never have that again.
When I was in college, girls, you know how girls put their phone in the sticking out of their back pocket because they wear tight jeans. They would always have those phones, little wind up cameras in their back pocket. I could go out to the club or whatever, and they would have those. And then the funniest part of all is like when you picked up those pictures. And there were some pictures you took early on with that camera that you didn't want someone else to see. And you're like, I don't know whose those are. I don't know. They must have just put those in over at Walgreens. I don't know how that happened.
By the way, it's a bachelorette party, I guess. I don't. Yeah. I can't even keep up with
They're all the
stuff.
Same.
I have, with girls, they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, let's be honest. You're probably going to hang some stuff. You are going to drink. You are going to tell stories.
They're going to do the woo-woo dance.
What's the woo-woo dance?
When the women
hands up.
They put both arms up and act like they're screwing in two light bulbs and they go woo,
bro,
that's the woman
4017 woo. Saying I'm being high maintenance because I don't want to put butter on my popcorn, dude. It's because I'm not good at it, man. Like I need
yeah, because that's really complicated.
It is it's hard to put the butter on the popcorn. Mm-hmm. Man, the wind-up cameras, though.
I used to use, well, I didn't, but they were used a lot when I was in school.
See, I kind of missed the suspense. But it was the suspense of going to like Blockbuster Video and not knowing what you had and seeing if it was there. That's not quite the thrill that you get with the wind up camera. So I actually think like being able to order videos on demand, that's way better now.
That's absolutely better. But there was something to be said on a Friday night, spending half an hour or longer walking around Blockbuster trying to decide what you want to watch. There was something kind of cool about that.
Yeah, but sometimes they didn't have what you wanted.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden when you're checking out.
And you'd have to reach in and then you'd see if anybody just dropped it off.
Sometimes they dropped it off.
Yeah.
And it was right there.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
That's like a win right there.
It's an absolute. That's more than a win right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good time. And then if your mom would let you get some popcorn in the aisle. Some popcorn, some Blockbuster.
Yeah, the giant box of M&M's or something.
Sometimes they would have like the special.
Mm-hmm.
The special where you could get the popcorn with the stuff.
Yeah.
Man. Do you like dots at movie theaters?
I like dots.
I don't like dots on Halloween.
Really?
No, I don't like dots at all.
I like, you guys know this, I like gummy kind of candy. I like I like Swedish fish.
Those are good, right?
Dots, gummies.
What about
Starburst?
What about Sweet Tarts?
They have to be soft.
What about Sprees?
Nah, I'm not a Spree guy.
Sprees are awesome.
No.
I'm all about the Sprees. Mm-mm. The Sprees. Peanut M&M's are the best, though. That's the best. That's the best movie candy for sure, right? Are Milk Duds?
Milk Duds are good in a movie. Yeah,
you got to put the peanut M&M's in the popcorn.
That is delicious.
Put it in the popcorn.
Yeah. So you'll do that, but you won't butter it.
I shouldn't have to, man. I'm not a professional. The art of buttering popcorn is not as easy as it looks. Someone says they still make the cameras, but I just don't feel like.
Where was the last time you saw one of
the wind-up cameras? He said they still make them, but man. Mm-hmm.
It's funny because
really
the photo area looks so dead now.
It is dead.
Yeah.
It used to be popping.
Didn't you have to wait either a day or an hour? Like an hour was a big deal.
An hour was like
minimum. I think you could get it within like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But that was more expensive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was more expensive.
That or wait till the next day.
God. Or when you got them and they were all ruined, they're all nasty. You couldn't do, let me try that again. No, you didn't know what it looked like.
Did you used to have to go to the school like before the first day of school and see the list of if you were in this teacher's class?
Oh, yeah.
Now they do it online. That sucks.
That was exciting. And they would tape it up.
Oh man! And your mom.
And then
would
you see your friends are there.
Yeah, your friends would be leaving. Hey, you're in my class. You're in my class.
Exactly.
And then you run over there and you're looking. You're like, oh yes, Lauren Phillips is in our class. Oh my gosh! And, oh man, Johnny got in that class. He got that teacher. Dang it.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden it's just online. Boom.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden they tag each other on Facebook. You kids don't know what you're missing.
You don't know what you're missing.
713-572-4610. Well spoken Wednesday. Here on In the Loop, Stanford routes coming by. There's a list that we think Stanford needs to address. The 7 things a guy must do before he dies. J-Lo thinks it's a whack list. We'll hear what the well-traveled Stanford route has to say. Also going to get his takes on which cornerback the Texans need to go after. That's next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.